Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The University of Massachusetts System, with its five campuses and more than 72,000 students, welcomes not only a new freshman class this coming fall, but a new president. Marty Meehan is chancellor of UMass Lowell, but on July 1st, he becomes the president of the statewide university system. A UMass alum himself, we asked Meehan about his vision for the university, a vision he says includes greatness.
I think that this university has made enormous progress over the last 10 years, but I think we need to continue that progress. So that means all of the campuses increasing their graduation rates. The research at the University of Massachusetts is now a $620 million operation, a close third behind MIT and Harvard. I'd like to see us grow those research expenditures. We need to expand our foundation and our endowment. We need to hit $1 billion in the endowment, and I think that we can do that.
So then what are the biggest challenges facing the system, in your view now, for when you take the reins July 1st?
Coming up with a sustainable financial plan for the university. What has happened over a period of time, the university has had its state funding cut. So when the economic downturn happened and the recession, Massachusetts dramatically cut its assistance. So I think that we need to develop a financial plan that has private fundraising, figure out a way to grow our online and continue education programs so that we have the revenue we need to invest in more tenure-track faculty members, but also asking the state to pay their fair share.
Well, with all due respect, I think I've heard that from every incoming UMass system president for many, many years. And often those pleas fall on deaf ears up on Beacon Hill, which says, well, we just don't have the money.
Yeah, the challenge is we need a strong economy to grow the revenue that the state needs to have in order to make the investments in the University of Massachusetts. But I think the first thing that any president needs to do is make sure that they sell the State House on the fact that the economy of Massachusetts runs through the University of Massachusetts.
Along those lines, I want to ask about alum. Why is it, do you think, that the university system has had historically a difficult time trying to get contributions from alumni?
I think that there's a perception that the University of Massachusetts is a public institution. Therefore, why would it need to raise money privately? And the fact is, at UMass as a whole, only about 18 or 19% of the overall UMass budget comes from the state. You know, we're a public land-grant research institution, but that doesn't mean we get all our money from the state, and that's part of the challenge with getting our alums to step up to the plate and to contribute.
On the subject of money, especially how it impacts students, fees and tuition for in-state undergraduates in the UMass system have increased in the past 2 years due to, in part, to increases in state funding. Do you see that changing in the near future? Are tuition and fees going to have to go up?
Well, it depends on whether the state steps up to the plate. I think we've done a good job of making the argument to the state. If you give us X amount of dollars, then we can keep tuition and fees level. If you don't, then we're not going to be able to do that.
Raises negotiated for faculty and staff, agreed upon by former Governor Deval Patrick, not funded in the budget. It's been hard for the faculty and the staff to actually get the raises that were negotiated for that reason. Where do you stand on that? And if the issue is not resolved when you take over on July 1st, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm hopeful that it will be resolved in the budget process. I mean, ultimately, they simply need to be funded. They've been negotiated. What's interesting, though, is think about a system where the governor's office, Administration F office, negotiate what the cost of living increases are going to be. And I'm not sure that that's the best way to negotiate with your union heads to begin with.
Let me ask a few questions that are specific to the flagship campus, UMass Amherst. As you know, there's been some criticism about the recent move by UMass Amherst to move to Division 1A, or let's call it big-time college football. Costs a lot of money. Is it worth it? Should the program stay?
Well, I think there needs to be an analysis of that, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're looking for a conference to play in. They obviously recently hired a new coach, and I think the chancellor needs an opportunity to implement what they're trying to implement. So I think that the athletic programs at any university have to tie into the academic mission of the institution and to student life on the campus.
UMass Amherst has 4% black students. What would you do to increase that?
I'd employ some of the strategies that we have at UMass Lowell. We have increased the number of students coming from diverse backgrounds by 115%. But this is what I would do. I'd be more aggressive in terms of attracting people of color. It's one of the reasons why you need to have a good endowment, because it's very competitive to get the best students, for example, to come from diverse backgrounds. So you better have a financial aid package that is competitive. I think that utilizing the community colleges in this state are actually the most diverse of all institutions. So I think that our community colleges are another great place where we can find students of color that want to attend. And when we find something working on a campus, we need to implement it on all of the campuses.
Incoming UMass President Marty Meehan, who takes the job on July 1st, thank you very much for coming in. Good to talk to you, and
thank
very
you,
good
Bob.
Luck.
Thank you, Bob.